This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new study shows how farmers can help better manage water supply in the West. Caleb Radel reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
California's land repurposing program helps farmers shift irrigated land into new uses, like wildlife habitat, groundwater recharge areas, or even solar farms. The idea is to save water while strengthening rural communities. This offers a more sustainable path than simply leaving fields unplanted, says Gopal Penny, a researcher with the Environmental Defense Fund.
When farmland is pulled out of production, if it's left barren and idle, that can contribute to dust storms. It can contribute to a proliferation of weeds and pests.
He says the Mountain West, where drought is straining rivers and aquifers, could adapt California's model by involving farmers, tribes, and local residents in decisions, and by turning land into projects that give back in more than one way. He says states that do that are likely to be better prepared for future water shortages. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Polls are now closed in the El Paso County town of Palmer Lake. Residents are deciding the future of both a proposed Buc-ee's Travel Plaza and the town officials who support it. This special election includes the potential recall of two town trustees. The results will also decide if voters have the power to decide annexations through a townwide vote. FlightAware says more than 400 flights were delayed at DIA this evening as strong winds caused ground stops and ground delays. Scattered storms will remain possible across the state this evening and the Front Range. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.